And his presentation will be comparing reflectance-based nitrogen management strategies for irrigated cotton. Kevin.
Thank you, Dave. It's great to be here this morning. And the graduate student talks were very enjoyable. It's great to see that. And just happy to be here. And the title of the symposium, I invited myself to this, was similar to a lot of the work I'm doing, and so I thought I'd submit something. And in Arizona, we work with cotton. Our main crop is cotton in the summer, and we work with durum wheat and other things in the winter with sensors as well, which I'll refer to a little bit, not very much. I wanted to acknowledge my co-authors, Kelly Thorpe, Doug Hunsaker, Jirai Munn, Jeff White, and Matt Conley. They're all at the U.S. Arid Land Ag Research Center in either the plant or the water units. Just as a little bit of an introduction, Arizona is a surface irrigated country. It's all crop production is irrigated. Get about 6 inches of rain a year, 6 to 7. The 80% of the water source is the Colorado River. There's a canal, a big system that was built from Lake Havasu to Phoenix to Tucson called the CAP, the Central Arizona Project. And the only reason California agreed to this 20, 30 years ago is that if the water in Lake Mead falls, or when it falls below 1,075 feet, all the Arizona farmers lose their Colorado River water. And that almost happened last year. So there's some groundwater as well. But there are, you can see on the slide on the left, that's a, is there a pointer? Do we have a pointer, David? Not working. So you can see the tank on the left. That's a fertigation way, dribble liquid fertilizer in the tank. And one of the things we wanted to do is compare that with knifing. And we've moved to overhead sprinklers. There are some sprinklers coming in. And but me, my specialty is nitrogen. So we're going to talk about nitrogen today, and particularly with remote sensing-based methods. We wanted to compare a soil test-based algorithm that we've developed, compare that with a reflectance-based for first surface, or furrow irrigation, you can call it, and for sprinkler. We also have several wave bands in our sensor, so we're in a position to calculate a lot of vegetation indices and see which one works the best, which is the most sensitive to nitrogen, although I'll point out which one we start out with for the management treatments. Now for the methodology, our surface irrigation study had 3 replicates, 8 nitrogen treatments. These were long plots. That's supposed to be read 8 1-meter row plots, 170 meters long, about 550 feet. We irrigate pretty much full irrigation, but since we stopped irrigating the last month of the season, when you calculate ET replacement, it falls to deficit and measure about 85% ET. To use the ACS 470, I'll give you more details about that. We put it affixed on a vehicle a meter above our soil tests, our well-fertilized plots. We do neutrons. I won't share that data with you. For the sprinkler, we worked under one span. We had a 37-meter or 120-foot-long plots, so they're small plots. We're able to have 4 reps, and you can see some of the data we take there. I will talk a little bit about the petiole data because it is interesting to see how they compare to the vegetation indices. Right, this is the treatment structure that we use. Of course, we have a 0 nitrogen. Can you explain again how I use my finger as a pointer? But where do I touch it on the screen?
Over the. Let's see if my finger works. I have an extension finger, so a lot of times that'll work. Others won't.
Oh, they use the mouse. Okay.
There you go.
Thank you. I should have known that. So, Let me explain, you probably can't read this very well, but the basic algorithm we've been using, and I employed this in Texas as well, where I was from 98 to 2010, been in Arizona 5 years, and that is you come up with a yield goal. Production is very high in Arizona, 3-bale, 4-bale cotton. They just use a lot of water, so the goal is to use less water from that standpoint. But if we take this 2,000 kilo per hectare, that's essentially 3.5 bale cotton. That's the yield goal. Then I have a number here, which is English units, 196. That's 50 pounds of N in the plant to get the bale, internal use efficiency. It's pretty stable whether you have 1-bale yields or 4-bale yields, so that really helps a lot. Then we subtract the soil test nitrate using 90 centimeters. West Texas, I use 60, but that's deficit irrigation and lower yields. Then I credit a little bit for the water. And Peter Scarf there and I have had conversations about organic matter credit and mineralization, but I'm not doing that. So I have a basic soil test-based algorithm. Then you can see here I'm either fertigating or knifing. And you can see that I have some with ammonium sulfate and agritane. And the next season for the sprinkler is kind of similar, but I now employ a second reflectance-based treatment. I didn't explain the first reflectance-based treatment. So with that soil test-based treatment and that algorithm, for my reflectance base, I go in with 50% of that N. Okay, and then I measure NDVI amber is what I use every week. And when NDVI amber and the reflectance-based treatment statistically falls below the soil test-based NDVI, and I have a fertilization event coming up, instead of using 50% each time, I then raise it to the soil test. That's the algorithm. I used it in Texas for 5 or 6 years on furrow and drip irrigated cotton. It was very successful in saving nitrogen without hurting yield. But the second strategy, which I also tested in Texas, but this is Arizona data today, I use another reference. I use a 1.3 of soil test, and the reflectance base starts at the soil test level, if that makes sense. So therefore, I'm giving the sensor, so to speak, an opportunity to tell me that, well, the conditions are such that I'm going to give you the opportunity to add more nitrogen above the soil test. So we can get a further yield and benefit and gain by adding nitrogen above the algorithm I come up with. And then here's some of the fertilizer rates I used in the 2 years. So here's the last 2 years of the study under the sprinkler. And why are they lower in the second year? That's because the soil test nitrate was lower. It was depleted. We started out in a new field with the sprinkler. With the sprinkler, we're using 3 splits. We try to stimulate fertigation. We now have a VRI system on our system, but right now we're not doing fertigation that way. This is a knifing rig. Farmers, they knife in West Texas, they knife in Arizona, but they switch very quickly to the fertigation. And the fertigation is easy, and the question is, what about the uniformity? I'll touch on that today. But they get carried. It's so easy that I often see that if they're over-fertilizing, they're going way too late in season. This is how we fertigate. There's Jirai. Here's the sprinkler system. We use the drops are all in 40s. We use these, spray it up with sprinklers, and we put those drop hoses. The sensors, to move on to that, we use the Collins Scientific AS470s. Really like their new GeoScout. It's a huge improvement over the original data logger. We started out with this cart that Jeff White, if you know Jeff White, built and designed. And now we're using this vehicle, which is an old Hamby rig, 1989. These are the crop circle sensors. We have IRTs. I'm not going to discuss IRT data today. Here is the wave bands with 2 sensors just over 1 row. We have a lot of wave bands. We calculate NDVI red, NDVI amber, normalized difference red edge, right here where you're not using the visible at all. We're using the DAT, the NIR, the edge, and the red. And we have other vegetation indices, but I, in the interest of time, I won't discuss those today. Here's NDVI amber on the first year of our study. You can see the treatments, I hope. Asterisk means a difference between 0 and the fertilized. Didn't get deficiency till very late in the season. on this first go-round. And so our reflectance-based treatments were locked in at half the nitrogen of the soil test base. NDRE didn't show any differences, and either did DET. The second year of that study, the deficiencies came in earlier on the NDVI amber. We almost had it here, but it was not at the 5% level. But still, we didn't get differences among the fertilized treatments. Those differences there are only between zero and the fertilized. The red behaves the same as amber, although I often see amber as more sensitive and moving, showing deficiency ahead of the red. As part of the reason Jim Shepherd is sitting in the back and Dr. Gittleson came up with that. Now, NDRE came out a week earlier, was showing deficiency in 13. That date there, I'm not sure what happened. That didn't do very well. By the way, one thing I really like about the sensor data, if you look at the overall seasonal pattern, it really strikes me as it looks like the way plants grow. It has that nice sigmoidal pattern. It goes up like that. NDVI amber this year. By the way, to tell you when we fertilize and what the opportunities are, we fertilize three splits right here at first square, right here first flower, and then right out here in mid-bloom. So it's about 150, 170, and 190 days. And so this thing's jumping around on me. I apologize. Red NDVI didn't show any treatment differences. NDRE showed different. If I go back and forth, now we see how NDRE is showing deficiencies so much earlier than NDVIs. This is last year. Just outside the envelope of where we stop applying. DAT behaved like that. This year's data, we have amber, NDVI. It's very stable data for the most part. Red, there's an example where amber shows the deficiency a little bit ahead of the red. But look at the NDRE. The NDRE is really behaving well this year. It's just very, very it's showing the deficiency the earliest. Now, before I get too excited about that and say, well, maybe we shouldn't be using NDVI amber. Maybe I should be using NDRE. But we do petiole and cotton. Petiole is a very common test in the West. They use it for potatoes and stuff as well. A lot of people here from the West. But check out how early the petiole showed the deficiencies. 175 days in the second year. We didn't do petioles the first two seasons under the surface, only under the sprinkler. This year, the second date we started measuring petioles, this is first square, a week after fertilization, there's already deficiencies being shown. And petioles, one thing I don't like about them is they do tend to crash and rapidly, and that's a bit of a weakness of them, I would say, because you don't get the information anymore. So it seems like in terms of detecting end deficiencies, the petiole nitrate is still beating the pants off any of the vegetation indices. Of course, it's laborious. There's some chlorophyll meter and some leaf end data, which for last year. But if we look at the yields, we'll try to wrap this up. Basically, here we are getting about, first year, about 1,800 pound yields, a response to nitrogen, no differences amongst the unfertilized treatments. Didn't get any differences among the unfertilized treatments in the second year of surface irrigation. And the sprinkler last year, I don't have data for this year. We're going to harvest this Thursday. A similar trend again. We're getting close to our yield goals, not quite, but there's no differences in yield. And so, like was one of the gentlemen asked the graduate students earlier, I don't know if that gentleman's still there, he might have stepped out. It was you. Maybe we should just cut back, and that would help a lot, and that's certainly a fair question, but you got to see if you can keep on doing that. So that's it in summary, what I have today. We see end fertilizer response. We see that this concept of using amber-based NDVI to complement with the soil test seems to be sound. You can save end without hurting yield. The second strategy, and I found the same thing in Texas, although occasionally in Texas, I did the sensor did tell me to put on more end. I didn't see the benefit to that strategy. But one of the big findings we're seeing here now is that it seems like NDRE is superior at NDVI in detecting in-season, early-season deficiency, but the petiole is still deficient, is still the best. And this last point, if you look at this, it might sound like I'm talking out of both sides of my mouth, but it seems like you can see a deficiency, but cotton isn't as sensitive as wheat or other crops. So you can see the deficiency, but our yield doesn't get hurt. And so that's some food for thought. We do work on durum wheat. It's a lot more sensitive, and you add a lot more nitrogen. And so there's use for nitrogen sensors in cotton, but I don't think it's going to be as much as a cereal crop. And that's all I have. Yes.
I may be remembering wrong, but as far as your last point there, isn't there an issue with harvest index if you have excessive N on cotton? You get too much vegetative growth and not enough wind. Is that right?
It is possible to get rank growth and regrowth with nitrogen going too late. Not as much in the Cotton Belt, but not as much in the West. In the West, it's more water-driven. Then, in terms of N in the seed, unlike the durum wheat we work on, we want high protein in the seed. Really, in a lot of the cases, I'm not showing the data, we are depressing the nitrogen in the seed, but it doesn't matter. There's no penalty for it. I've talked to the industry, Cotton Incorporated, and they're good with that.
Kevin, crop canopy chlorophyll index is a combination of NDVI and NDRE. Did you try that index? How did that work?
Yeah. Thanks, Dan, for that question. I'll repeat the question. Dan was asking about the 3CI, the canopy chlorophyll content index, which is in a simple form, if I understand, a ratio of NDRE over NDVI red. We do look at that. In the cotton, I didn't see a lot of any benefit. The NDRE was working better.
One more here. In the middle over the right.
Kevin, you had no statistical difference between your
I am showing. I'm showing agronomic use efficiency. I'm in showing internal use efficiency. The AE data is very noisy. It's pretty unsensitive. The internal use efficiency is pretty consistent in there at about 2 pounds. But you can see that the zero nitrogen, we're getting 40 pounds of N needed in the bale. But I'm amazed about how consistent those numbers are. We do see differences in recovery efficiency. I'm not reporting it here. You get higher recovery efficiency where we're in that slide, applying 90 units instead of 116. We also get differences between the irrigation systems. So we get much higher recovery efficiency under the sprinkler than we do under it. So we're getting 50 to 65% N in the plant at first open bulb, max before the leaves start dropping with the sprinkler, and only about 30 with the surface.
So the recovery is coming through the plant?
Lin only has 0.1% N. It's I ignore it. The total biomass?
Yeah.
It follows the seed and the lint.
Okay.